one more phone call before we move on to some other topics. George in Indianapolis, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, thank you so much for taking my call. My comment is watching, as a Democrat and as very much a liberal, I'm watching with delight the implosion of the Republican Party. But I actually think it's an opportunity for Bernie Sanders supporters who do see the system as being rigged and unfair, that we can challenge the Democratic Party this time and say that we're not going to support Hillary Clinton in the general election. I may want Bernie Sanders to run as a third party candidate, or I might vote third party and just so that Trump could win.
Okay, George, let me throw this back at you. Why are you saying the system is rigged? All Bernie had to do was get some black votes in the South, and he would be ahead now. He couldn't do it. He lost.
I appreciate that. However, the voters haven't really had access to good enough information to make good decisions.
Do the voters have the internet? Because there's a lot of information on there that you can get anytime you like.
Well, I appreciate that. But TV watchers, for example, are unaware of the humanitarian consequences and the cultural consequences of Hillary Clinton's wars in the Middle East. If you look at Iraq, Syria, Yemen, Libya, the results of those conflicts have been devastating, and they've hurt our security, and they're expensive. I think if that issue, which is not fairly covered so that voters could otherwise make great decisions, if that issue was better covered, I think the voters would recognize Bernie for being a better candidate, and they would also see Trump as not being so bad.
All right, let's talk about your major point there, which is that voters didn't have enough information to make a good decision, and therefore that resulted in some corruption of the system. Anybody want to?
Well, I mean, I can't speak to voter information overall, although if his point is that voters are not fully informed, I think on one issue that the voters are probably the most informed is Hillary Clinton's support for the war in Iraq, which was an issue that was also litigated in the 2008 Democratic primary. So that I'm skeptical to say that voters didn't know enough about that, is that something that I think she's probably best known for and has been one of the anchors against her in these Democratic primary fights. You know, Bernie Sanders, one of the problems that he has had is that he was never able to show that he could grow the Democratic coalition, that the votes that have propelled him and kept him competitive in this race are still the similar type of voters, which tends to be more upper middle class, liberal white voters, that he has not made many inroads into Hispanic communities, into black communities, and you fundamentally cannot win the Democratic nomination if you cannot win those voting blocks with a significant amount of support.
Heck, you might not be able to win a general election without getting some support from those voting blocks.
And while he may not have been as well known in the South, I mean, Hillary Clinton has a very long, and her husband as well, the Clintons have a very long relationship with those communities, and she certainly had an advantage, but, you know, this is politics. Yeah. It's not beanbag.
I'm Derek McGinn, and you're listening to The Diane Rehm Show.